Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kelly Copeland, and this week we are honored to be bringing you a special teaching from my dad, Kenneth Copeland, on your covenant with God. We're learning how your covenant is with God Himself. It makes you family and gives you access to all His authority, protection, and strength. Now let's join my dad for today's message and find out how everything you need is in your covenant.
Now go with me over to the book of John. Oh, glory, glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The 16th chapter. Now remember, all of this actually 14. Goes all the way back to the 13th chapter. was the covenant supper. Amen. Now in this 16th chapter, the 13th verse, this describes our blood covenant relationship with the Most High God. In the 17th chapter, when God made the first human blood covenant through circumcision. Now, He'd already made covenant with Abram in the blood of animals in the 15th chapter. But in the 17th chapter, circumcision was introduced and the name change ceremony took place. And He changed His name from Abram to Abraham. Everything God has now belonged to Abraham. God Himself comes down and said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But I didn't want to do it till after I talked to you. He couldn't. God created the heavens and earth and gave it to men, and men gave it to the devil. That's the reason Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. He can't just come in here and start binding and loosing. His covenant partners have authority here. Now, when we enter into a relationship with Him and we say, sir, I sure appreciate you getting involved in this. I thought you'd never ask. Amen. But we have His name.
Yes.
We've been named after Him.
Yes.
Glory to God. This is such and so graphic a picture of that. The first covenant act. Now all of this is being done in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John under the auspices of the Abrahamic covenant. That's the reason He said, I have come to the house of Israel. Jesus ministered as a prophet under that covenant, called Himself a prophet. A prophet has no honor in his own hometown. Verse 13. Howbeit when He... Let me make another statement. Jesus was and is the covenant gift of God to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But he's not the only begotten anymore. He's become the firstborn of many brethren. Because we're joint heirs. The Holy Spirit, then, Jesus, the gift to the world, the Holy Spirit of God is the gift to the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, the covenant of himself. I was engaged in a time of prayer a number of years ago. And I was asking the Lord for more power and more power to be manifest in the prayer line and so forth. And I was just getting started. And I just kept praying that, Oh God, send us more power. And I heard other people pray that. You know, send the power just now and sing songs like that. Oh God, send us more power. And he interrupted me one day. He'd have bad all that he wanted to hear. He said, where am I going to go to get it? And he wasn't all that nice about it. And I said, sir, where am I going to go to get it, Kenneth? He said, I'm the top. I'm going to say, Kenneth needs more power. And then he startled me. He said, I could have filled you with an angel. I said, he said, now, what is a demon-possessed man? I saw it. He said, but Kenneth, I didn't trust you to an angel. I didn't trust you to anybody but myself. All the power you can get is on the inside of you, boy.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, that I never said that again from that day. Of course not. Amen. And the more covenant-minded you become, the stronger that sense of power becomes, because you're baptized in it and with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, may I put it like this, what is truth? It's covenant. The Spirit of the covenant is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Now, hold that and just come back to the 14th chapter. This is all one discourse around that table. He said, in the 10th verse, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Now, when you sum it up in a synopsis, particularly in the Gospel of John, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. For the Son can do nothing of himself. Amen. Amen. And because he spoke the words of God. Then God gave him his spirit without measure. Hallelujah. And that same God dwells on the inside. And he's just as ready and willing to do the work today as he was then. He hadn't changed, not one bit. Go back over there now. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He will do it. He shall glorify me. And here it is right here. He shall receive of my... Listen to me. Listen. In fact, don't read. Look at me. He shall receive of mine. Now here's Jesus saying, the Spirit of El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Yes. He shall glorify me, he shall receive of mine, and show it unto you. Don't forget the covenant. All that he has is yours, and all you have is his. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, he will take of mine and show it unto you. We have access to everything God knows, everything God is, everything God has. Made, recreated a new creature in his likeness. And we don't live by bread alone, but we live by every word of his covenant that comes out of his mouth. Come on. And he said another thing to me a few years ago that just, it kind of, he said, Kenneth, and he's excited when he said it. I just read that scripture. I don't live by bread alone, but by every word. And the word every word just jumped off that page at me. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word. Every word he says, I have the spiritual capacity to feed on it. And when he says, by his stripes I'm healed, I can feed on that. Listen to what he said. He said, I am Almighty God. He said, I could start speaking a word a second and go throughout eternity and never say the same word twice. You know he can.
Yes, sir.
He invented all words to start with. They ask a question on college campuses once. Oh, come on. Do you think God understands radar? You'd be shocked at how many of them said no. You know where they got radar? From the bat. That was the original idea. This thing can't see and it doesn't miss. It's using something else.
Yeah.
Amen. And he doesn't have it, whatever he's after, whatever bug he's after, doesn't have to be sitting still either. He just flies around, zip, boop, and that's the end of that. And guys really started working with that, and the next thing you know, it developed into radar. He's the Almighty God.
Yes,
and he said, I could speak throughout eternity and never say the same word twice, and you have the spiritual capacity to hear and understand all of it.
Yes.
Not the mental capacity.
Yes.
Yes.
Yet, we don't have that kind of mental capacity yet. It's coming.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But the spiritual capacity is.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory. Glory.
Have you grown any tonight?
Yes, yes sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Has your capacity stretched?
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah. We're bigger on the inside than we are on the outside.
Amen.
And there comes a time when you when you got to stretch.
Yeah.
And get out of that rut.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That little rabbit run, you know, that you live 99% of your life in. And get out there where you got to stretch to even comprehend what he's talking about. And then realize this. I was born to know him. I was born to be like him. And so are you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. Give him praise. Give him honor and glorify his name. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Give him glory, glory, glory. Give him glory, glory, glory. I'll close it with this. The 30th chapter of Deuteronomy. Oh, I love it. I call heaven and earth to record against you today that I have set before you blessing and cursing, therefore life and death, and blessing and cursing, therefore you choose life. Choose life. I've already made my choice. I've chosen you. I love you. And I'm delivering you from death and cursing.
That's good.
Why did there have to be a law? Why did there have to be a first covenant? Why did there have to be a second covenant? Why didn't God kill Cain for killing Adam? I mean, killing Abel. I mean, after all, that should have been capital punishment. It was not against the law.
That's right.
He didn't have a moral right to do that.
Right.
Adam didn't have a moral right to commit high treason.
No, sir.
But there wasn't any law against it.
Right. Yeah.
The only law from that day forward was covenant law. When two entered covenant, then there were promises made. Now, it's against the law between you and me to break that promise.
That's right.
So now certain things are not lawful for my family and your family. Might be all right, somebody else. They're not in covenant with you and me.
That's right.
But there's a law between us.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's good.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That was the first law.
Yes.
But it had to be put into record. This is just as much a manifestation of the Almighty God and His Son Jesus. in the earth. This book. Because this is record of the covenant. And now, for another angel to do what the devil did, all he has to do is think about it. Wham! Send his saddle home, brother. He's done.
That's right. Amen.
It's against the law.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I said it's against the law. It's against the law for the devil to do anything
Come
to
on.
You.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
He's a lawbreaker.
Yeah.
He's a liar and a chief and a thief. He's first of all a thief. He's not a killer first. Don't misquote Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus said the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. What is he after? The word. Jesus said the sower sows the word. Satan comes after it. Now, if he can steal that, then he can kill you.
Right.
Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of the covenant. And the more of the covenant you know, and the more you realize how powerfully God is obligated to what he said, the stronger your faith becomes. And the more you hear the reading of the will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I declare, by the authority invested in me as a prophet of the Most High God, a prophet of El Shaddai, a prophet of Jehovah Rapha, a prophet and a teacher, of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare you well. I declare you debt free. Jesus preached supernatural debt cancellation. That's the acceptable year of the Lord. But here again, Western-minded people just kind of blob through that and don't have a clue even what the acceptable year of the Lord was. It's the Great Jubilee. Well, that was every 50 years. Not anymore. Not anymore. Jesus was saying to them, blind man, you don't have to be blind anymore. I'm here. I am the Jubilee.
Amen.
I'm your covenant come to pass.
Hallelujah.
I'm here.
In a world where life is uncertain and changing daily, you need an unshakable confidence to stand strong. God made a covenant by blood to make his strength, power, and wisdom available to you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Covenant Made by Blood, contains 6 messages which will help you understand the depth of the covenant connection God has with you. It'll give you the ability to build a solid foundation of peace and security. This KCM foundational teaching series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide which will unpack the revelation that you are backed by a big God and therefore cannot fail. Each of these powerful messages will unpack the revelation of our covenant. Devote time each day and listen to these impactful messages. Set your course with God's promises for what's ahead. Establish your heart on an unbreakable bond, which gives you confidence to live a life with boldness. Receive the powerful blessings of God's covenant for you.
God's covenant with you is his greatest act of love. Request your free Covenant Made by Blood package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Gain deeper insight into the finished work of God's covenant through Jesus Christ. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Covenant Made by Blood package is an audio series and study guide by Kenneth Copeland. This will give you the unshakable confidence of who you are in Christ. When you listen to these six messages and let the Word set your course and ground you in truth, you are unshakable. And whether you're starting a new endeavor or continuing to go higher with God, you can take hold of your promises in this unbreakable agreement with God. This covenant connection will give you boldness to stand strong in a day of trouble. To request your free package, just go to kcm.org. Let me pray for you today. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You are our jubilee. You are our freedom. You have set us on a high place. You have made us to be just like you in this earth. And Lord Jesus, we take you at your word. We receive you as our freedom. We put our sights on you. We put our hope on you. We put our confidence in you and in your word. And we thank you for delivering us today. And we thank you, Father, for sending us this word of your Son, our jubilee. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's an honor for me to pray for you today. And prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. If you want someone to pray in faith with you on something in particular, just call our prayer line. Our prayer ministers are on staff and they are trained in the Word of God. They'll pray scriptures over you and stand in faith with you for God's answer to your life. Keep trusting God and believing His Word. Don't ever quit. We can encourage you in that. So to contact the KCM office nearest you, just go to kcm.org. It's such a blessing to partner with you and to have your partnership come to us. We are grateful. We are thankful. And I just wanted to take the time today to say so. Thank you from the Copeland Ministry, from Kenneth and Gloria, and all the Copeland family. We love you, and we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. April 2nd through 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. April 23rd through 25th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California. June 29th through July 4th, get ready to celebrate faith and freedom at the West Coast Believers Convention in Ontario, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.